welcome to Mindful Living Fee, a podcast show which is dedicated to exploring the benefits of mindful and spiritual living. In each episode, we will be diving deep into topics such as meditation, self-care, manifestation, and more to help you find inner peace and live a more conscious and fulfilling life. Join us as we uncover practical tips, inspiring stories, and transformative practices to help you reconnect with your true self and embrace a more mindful way of living. Tune in and let's embark on this journey of self-discovery together. Hello and welcome to this latest episode of my podcast, Mindful Living Fee. So today I'm going to be talking about a topic that I've been wanting to do a post or a podcast episode or something about for a while, but I've just been wondering the best way to go about it because it's quite a visual thing and I am conscious that a podcast, obviously it's audio, it's not visual, but I'll be putting posts about it on my Instagram as well to kind of support what I'm talking about in the podcast. So hopefully you'll be able to get the picture anyway and hopefully I'll explain it quite well. So as you may know, I am studying counselling at college. I'm in my first year of my level 4 diploma in counselling and I'm hoping eventually to become a counsellor and integrate that into my holistic therapy business. I've also done a psychology degree and I've got a background working in education, and one theory that kind of runs through education, it's in business, it's obviously in the counselling and psychotherapy field, is Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I'm sure you've probably all heard of it, particularly if you work in healthcare, education, social work, concepts like that. It's a basic framework which describes human development relating to basically what underpins our motivation as humans, and that our motivation is driven by sort of a basic underpinning desire to meet or have certain needs met. And in order to progress up this particular hierarchy, if you Google Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you're not familiar with it, you will see various images of it. But in order to move up this hierarchy, we need to make sure our lower needs are met. So the bottom of the hierarchy is things like our physical needs, our basic human rights, effectively water, warmth and shelter. So obviously, without getting too political, but with what's going on at the moment, with people not being able to afford to heat their homes, people are not able to afford to eat because of because of our shit government, I'm gonna say it. If you vote Tory, then yeah, you're kind of responsible for it, aren't you? I'll shut up about it now, let's not get political, but basically a lot of people aren't getting these lower needs met. And when you talk about it in the context of schools, then obviously you've got kids coming to school and how can they learn if they're coming in and they're starving, they're hungry, they're cold, so they're not getting their basic needs met. So basically, without going into it in too much detail, because I'm sure you're familiar with the concept of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it's looking at how human needs are met as we move up this pyramid to get to the end goal, which is reaching self-actualization. So basically what I've been thinking more and more, and on Googling, I'm not revolutionary in my thoughts or anything like that, unfortunately I've not developed a new theory or anything like that because I Googled it and there's a bit on the internet about it, but the hierarchy of needs compares quite a bit to the chakra system, and people probably who aren't sort of in the spiritual world might think the chakras are a bit of nonsense, like where's that come from, what's that all about, you don't go to the doctors and say that you've got a blocked throat chakra, or they'll probably think you're nuts, it all seems like a bit of woo-woo. So I thought I would just do this podcast just to compare the two, really, because there's a lot of parallels between Maslow's hierarchy of needs and the chakra system. So I feel like it gives the chakra system a little bit more, what's the word, validity in the mainstream world by comparing it to theories like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which is a really respected theory when it comes to human motivation and development. So I thought I would just go through the chakra system in comparison to the different needs on the hierarchy, if anyone's interested in in hearing about that. So at the base of the hierarchy of needs, we have our basic needs, which are physiological needs. And these are, as I said before, the need for food, water, safety. So imagine you're living in a home that you feel is unsafe. You might have neighbors who are threatening you, who are playing loud music. You might not have the physical safety of, you might have your roof might be leaking, you might not be able to afford to heat your home, you might not have running water. Then your physiological needs are not being met. There are very, very basic needs to be met before we're able to progress up the hierarchy to more higher needs. So that's why often in schools they will provide children with like a free breakfast. They'll have the uniform bank so that there is uniform available to those children who sadly can't afford it. And this compares, I feel, and not only me, because there is bits of it on the internet as well, it's not, as I say, it's not me coming up with a new theory, compares with the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine. So if you're familiar with the chakra systems, the root chakra is our first chakra, first of the seven main chakras, and it's located at the base of the spine. So the chakra system isn't a visual thing that you can see. If you're wondering what on earth I'm talking about when I'm talking about the chakras, it's not something you'd go to the doctors with and say, I think I've got a stiff root chakra. It is a subtle energy field. It's part of the subtle energy field that surrounds our body. And the chakras are said to be energy centers on points of the body, the seven main ones, which run from the base of the spine to the crown. And these are centers where we create and process energy, which links to different emotions in our body. And these can also present physically relating to if we've got blockages or issues with that chakra. So anyway, I digress there. Back to what I was saying. So the root chakra is linked with our needs for security, our needs for belonging. So your root chakra could run into difficulties, for example, if you're not feeling that you belong, you're not feeling safe in your workplace or your home or even your relationship. Perhaps if you've been in an abusive relationship where you've been afraid to go home because you've not felt safe in your relationship, then or in your home, then this can cause issues with the root chakra. And even if this has happened quite some time ago in your past and you've not resolved or healed these issues, so for example, perhaps at school, maybe if you've been bullied and you've not felt safe at school, perhaps as you were growing up, if you didn't feel safe in your own home, perhaps if your parents maybe had an abusive marriage or something like that, this can cause blockages within the root chakra that can cause problems later in life in those areas of your life. It can stop you from moving forward in those areas of your life. So moving on now from the root chakra and the physiological needs, we move up now to emotional needs. So we get a little bit higher up the hierarchy, and these are our needs for love, belonging and connections on the hierarchy of needs. So that's, again, if you're looking at the example perhaps of children at school, that's about them when they start to form meaningful friendships. It's about their connections with their families, with their teachers. In the workplace, it could be about your connections with your colleagues or your clients or service users. In terms of the chakra system, this links with the sacral chakra, which is located just above the pelvic bones, and it's related to the colour orange. And the sacral chakra is said to hold all our energies and emotions relating to relationships, feelings, creativity, and connection. So blockages in your sacral chakra could come from things like being in an unhappy relationship, not feeling like you've got connections with friends around you, feeling quite isolated where you live. And like I say, these can date back to perhaps when during your childhood or perhaps relationships you've had when you're younger. And blockages in this area, like with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if those needs aren't being met, again, can stop us from moving forward in this area if they're not dealt with. So now moving up the hierarchy to esteem needs on Maslow's hierarchy. This is all about our confidence and our sort of our sense of self, our sense of who we are, believing in ourselves. And this links with, on the chakra system, the solar plexus, which is around the navel, and also the heart chakra as well, which is in the heart space area. And these chakras, the solar plexus, is linked kind of with our self-respect and our self-belief, our esteem, while the heart chakra is obviously linked with our love for ourselves and our love for others. So it's kind of related to both of those chakras, but in different ways. So if our solar plexus chakra or heart chakra is blocked, then this can lead to issues with our confidence. It can stop us from getting into loving relationships. It can stop us from pursuing our dreams because we don't believe that we can fulfill our potential in these areas. It can stop us reaching our potential. Just like with the esteem needs on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if those needs aren't met, then again, it can stop a young person or somebody in the workplace from reaching their potential because they don't believe in themselves. So moving on now, on certain hierarchies of needs, images that you'll see cognitive needs. It's not on all of them, but on later models of it, the cognitive needs came in. And this is our need for learning and gathering information and understanding of our world around us. And I feel that that links with our throat chakra, which is about our communication, both our ability to listen and take in information, but also our ability to communicate clearly. So sometimes if your throat chakra is blocked, it might be when you feel like you've not been able to be your true self, you've not been able to speak your truth. So this could be perhaps kids at school who have maybe a different way of thinking, maybe children with autism or ADHD who've constantly been told to sit down and listen, or perhaps people who are a bit more creative or into things like arts and drama, and they've not been able to feel like they fully express themselves, could block those cognitive needs or block the throat chakra or heart, potentially the heart chakra as well. So moving on now, so the aim with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, Maslow and later theorists theorise that as humans we're ultimately aiming to reach what is called self-actualization, which is basically meeting our full potential in all areas of our lives. Now it's very rare to meet your full potential in every single area of your life. I think Maslow said there's only probably about a very small handful of people in the world who's ever reached their full potential in every area of their life. You might be self-actualized in your family and relationships, but not perhaps in your work life, or in terms of travel, you might not have traveled everywhere that you want to travel, for example. But basically, the self-actualization at the top of Maslow's pyramid or hierarchy is kind of linked with our higher chakras, our third eye chakra and our crown chakra, those greater higher chakras that are really all about your intuition, about knowing yourself, and also about knowing your connection and your place in the world, and having those spiritual beliefs, whether that's in God or the universe or just simply in your higher power. It's about connecting to those. So ultimately, we're sort of aiming to work up those chakras, unblock them all, so that we're able to reach that place of like really being able to use our intuition and connect to our higher self. So if you think of the concept of the higher self being reaching our higher self, being similar to that concept of self-actualization, then you can see that the two systems, whereas Maslow's hierarchy of needs is a Western theory of psychological development, whereas the chakra system is an Eastern philosophy, there are quite a lot of crossovers between the two. So I feel like that gives the chakra system a little bit more validity. Obviously, if you're quite spiritual, then you'll know the benefits in working with the chakras. And if not, if it's something you've heard, maybe you've seen it on some of my posts or heard other people talking about it and wondered or just had a bit of an interest in it, but wondered what it could actually do for you, then hopefully that gives you a little bit more clarity. It gives it a bit more clout on how it can link to more of a traditional way of thinking, shall we say. So working with the chakras and healing them can really help to clear blocks and limiting beliefs that are holding you back from reaching your potential, be that work-wise, be that in relationships. It can really help you if you keep finding the same patterns are happening in your life. So that might be with relationships, you might be attracting the same sort of partner or the same sort of pattern in your relationships. So maybe somebody who constantly cheats on you, somebody who takes all your money, somebody who you don't really truly connect with deeply, but you feel like you're just settling for. Perhaps that is linked with blockages lower down in the chakra system that need to be cleared. And by working with those chakras, by healing them, then you can help to clear these blocks and help you to find clarity, as well as sharpening your intuition so that you learn to trust yourself a bit more and tune into yourself and reach that connection more with your higher self. So as one of my treatments that I offer, I do Reiki, but I use my Reiki in working with the chakra systems. So I'll always start my Reiki sessions with a guided meditation to open up the chakras. I place crystals on the chakras, and then I'll go into the Reiki and I'll sort of work intuitively with which chakras I feel are blocked and need more work on. And then I'll feed back to the client and we'll have a bit of a discussion about which chakras they feel are blocked. Obviously, that's really nice as a one-off treatment, but it's more beneficial to keep up with the Reiki, because sometimes, as with all healing, like with counselling, you can open up old wounds, you can open something up, and if you don't continue to heal that, then it doesn't get resolved. And like with counselling, with Reiki, sometimes you can feel a little bit more emotional, a bit more raw and vulnerable before you start to feel better, because that's where the real healing work is going on. So I always recommend, and most of my clients who have Reiki done, they will come back regularly. Some one or two come back almost every week. Some have it once a month, once a school term. Whether that's with me, or even if you came for Reiki with me and you didn't particularly connect with me, because perhaps not everybody does, you have to really connect with your Reiki master, then it is recommended to keep up with the practice in order to heal and to do the self-healing at home. So I always recommend people to use crystals, to use meditation, to work with the chakras. And that's why I have recently just launched a 3-month chakra healing program that can be done in person in my salon if you live near, or it can also be done via distance healing as well. We can connect via Zoom or whatever video call means is suitable for you, because energy is universal and it's all about the intention behind sending that healing energy. So it can work via distance healing as well. So that's a 14-week program. Every 2 weeks you get a session which tackles each of the 7 chakras. You get a workbook with activities to work through, and you get a guided meditation for each of the chakras. So if you're someone that's feeling a bit stuck, a bit blocked, a bit like you just need something to help you, maybe you've tried traditional means of therapy, not that I'm discrediting therapy at all, because that's what I eventually want to go into, but sometimes these complementary therapies can really, really help you to move forward in ways that you didn't think were possible. So obviously, if you're interested in that, then I've got the links in the show notes of this podcast. You can message me about it and get more information, or even if you just want to try a Reiki session or even a chakra healing meditation as part of one of your treatments, then, or just more information about it, then just drop me a message. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I hope it's given you a bit more information about the chakras and how they can help you. So see you soon and goodbye. Hope you've enjoyed this latest episode of the podcast. If you have, then please consider to subscribe or even rate and review. I'll be aiming to release an episode at least once every 2 weeks, possibly more. In the meantime, if you'd like to follow me on social media, my links are in the show notes, as are the links to my Amazon author page, where I offer a range of journals to help you on your journey to mindfulness and self-discovery. Take care and catch up with you soon.